Time to move on now to our second story. Terrorist attacks in Iraq leave nearly 50 people dead. Several car bombs targeted Shia districts of the Iraqi capital Baghdad and the southern city of Hilla. The blasts come a day after over 20 people were killed in various bomb explosions in the capital. Last month, more than 1,000 people lost their lives in a surge of violence. The bloodshed is largely blamed on Al-Qaeda-linked militants. The government has launched an operation against the militants in the western province of Anbar. Serena Shim is our correspondent with us now live from Baghdad with the latest. Serena, we are hearing more and more news of deadly attacks, unfortunately, in the capital and across the country. Tell us about this latest attack in which 50 people were killed. I'm hearing, of course, it's not just one attack, several car bombs targeting Shia districts.
Right. And as you said, Bride, it is Shiite districts that the car bombs were placed in. Now, one of the things that we do know is that in the city of Karada, one of the areas where the bombs took place was actually in front of a Shiite mosque. So when we went to the streets, we wanted to ask people how they felt if this seemed like this attack was targeted basically at the Shiite population and this was some attempt to ignite a sectarian war. Now, when we talked to people, people said that there is no sectarian war happening here in Iraq, but rather it's a war against terrorism. And at the same time, they called for their government to be able to finally get these terrorists out of here once and for all. Everybody basically had the same thing to say, that they want to get on with their future, that they want their children to have a future, and that most people, they have to go to work and they need to carry on with their day-to-day lives and their day-to-day activities in order to put food on the table. But when they leave the house, basically, they don't know if they're going to be coming home or not. Now, when I spoke with the spokesperson for the Interior Ministry just a few days ago, he said that they're doing a lot of cooperation, the Iraqi army with the Syrian army, because a lot of these booby-trapped cars are coming from Syria. And as you also said, you know, it's expected that it's Al-Qaeda, but nobody has taken responsibility. But what they have been telling us is that these ISIL militants have been trying to bring in booby-trapped cars from Syria into Iraq. They said that they were actually able to get 5 of these cars, but and also another 3 cars that were completely filled with weapons. However, another political analyst, a political analyst that we spoke to, said actually in the Anbar province, where a lot of the fighting has been going on between the Iraqi army and the ISIL militants, said that there is an area there, there's basically 2 cities, the city of Fallujah and the city of Ramadi, where most of the fighting has been going on. Now, what he told us is that in the area of Fallujah, they've separated a specific area and they have barricaded it off, and inside of that is where they've been doing all of their weapons and making booby-trap cars in order to send them in on into Baghdad. Now, we had spoke with him yesterday morning, and that night it really did seem like what he had said was true, because we ended up seeing 4 bombs, you know, basically right around the same time as one another. But like I said, we did go down to the streets and we were able to talk to Iraqi people, and you know, their feelings are really down. Their sentiment is down. Every single day they're hearing of more bombs, they're hearing of more bloodshed. There's fighting happening in the Anbar province. We had some problems with militants trying to take over the town of Sleiman Beg, but they have called on the government. They've said, please step up your attacks. Step up your attacks in Anbar, because a lot of people have seen that the reason that all these car bombings have been increasing is to try and create a distraction from the losses that are happening in Anbar. You know, as I have told you several times, the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has pledged to intertwine, you know, thousands of Sunni tribesmen into the army as well, to, you know, basically complete the operation in Anbar. But they have said, please do it, the sooner the better, because so that we can basically feel safe. But in the same note, the elections are coming up. They're only about 2 months away, and it seems a lot of people are worried that it's only going to get worse.
Serena Shim, correspondent in Baghdad. Serena, thank you very much.